true, and this is my impression of a politician.
I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm getting down to the sum of this. The sum of that. The sum of everything.
People of Earth, the visitors are not our friends. They're here to rape our planet and kill us. Wait, that's Juliet Parrish from V the Final Battle unmasking John, the visitor leader on V the Final Battle, my bad. Welcome to Come Get Some, Day 38. I've got part 2 of GR from EternityHero.com. If you loved part 1, you're going to love part 2. But first, I'm going to address the sickest dog in the room. Yes, I am dealing with a massive head cold, but would that stop me from bringing you, the listeners, the members of the Six Cult, the best possible quality podcast I can? No way in hell! Welcome to Day 38. Stay tuned after Part 2 of Internal Hero's interview, GR's interview from Internal Hero, and you'll hear about my upcoming guest and some things coming up in the future. I'll come get some. But for now, here is GR Part 2 with 10 questions.
All right, GR, let me ask you this. Do you ever get special requests? Does anyone ever contact you and go, hey, I love your work, can you do a project with me and like, ask for something huge? I know you did something, I think, with Phonetic Motion Comics.
Yeah. Dale Chase, whose music is wonderful, he approached me with a motion comic project, and he was like, hey, you know, I really like your work. I like the album cover that you did for me, you know, before. And hey, do you want to do this thing? I mean, it's pretty big, you know, big project. But if you want to go in it with me, let's go. And I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And and I thought, I'm so grateful for Dale for approaching me with the project and giving me a chance to do it, because I was thinking, wow. To see my artwork move, oh my God. Like, you can do that? It's because it was really a joint effort. Like, everything visual I created, but all of the movement was Dale. He animated the artwork. So it was like a 50-50 joint venture in that.
Right.
And I'm so grateful that he approached me with it. And if you love hip-hop and you love nerd culture, you need to be listening to Dale Chase, I'm telling you. His material is phenomenal. And that's one of the reasons why I was really happy he approached me with it, because I genuinely love his work. And so I was like, wow, this is great. And so, yeah.
I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was thoroughly entertained. If people want to go to Retrospect360, is that your Twitter, at Retrospect360?
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's pinned. Part 2 is pinned to his profile, to GR's profile here. You can listen and watch. It's pretty cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No worries at all. Yeah, that was so great. And I love, he did such a great job animating it. And the song is awesome. And so, yeah, if you're into nerd culture, you need to be listening to Dale Chase's music. It's awesome.
All right, Dale Chase. You all heard it here first, everybody, or probably somewhere else. But you heard it here, too. All right, so these projects, then when you did this one, I'm sorry, the Phonetic Motion comic, did you have to draw, like, animation, like, a little changes to their position here and there, or did you just do all that after the fact?
Dale animated all of the movement after the fact. I would create all the artwork and do all the coloring and things like that, and I would give him layers, like, each picture had different layers, and
okay.
If I produced the different layers for him, he would be able to make some moves.
Sweet.
Like if you see like the figures are their own layer, the sound effect words are their own layer, and and the background is also a layer, and with those different pieces, he was able to animate them and bring them to life. So that was pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome. You all need to check that out. Have you been asked to draw anything strange? Was it the strangest thing you were asked to draw that you couldn't believe you were asked to draw, or was there anything like that ever?
Well, I haven't really been, fortunately, I haven't really been asked or approached to draw anything too strange or too out there. but this is definitely like the biggest project I was ever asked to draw, and I was really fortunate that he, you know, liked my work enough to bring the project to me. It was the biggest thing that I've ever kind of done outside of my own work, outside of creating the website. And the strangest, because I had to think of my artwork not as still, you know, not as still sequential pieces, but I had to think of them that as they were going to move. So I had to think of the poses. Okay, what pose works right with this, and how am I going to craft this figure so that Dale can make it move in a way that's going to make sense visually. It was really cool to think about new stuff like that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's great.
It was a new challenge. New challenge, something you're up for.
Yeah, totally new challenge.
So what won't you draw? What are you afraid someone's going to ask you to draw? What do you think is too much?
Oh, well, you know, that I'm not going to draw any nudes.
Okay.
So, yeah, not going to do
Damn.
That. Not going to do that. And
I'll cancel the email. Don't look in your DMs so I have a chance to delete it.
As far as like my artwork goes, I'm pretty conservative with my cartooning and my hero stuff. So it's pretty much like, and you know, it's a funny thing, because it's like that's really like visually, that's really who I am as far as my work goes. Because like the last customer I had for internalhero.com, you know, their daughter was 12. You know, so I need to put out work that like, you know, like, it's age appropriate for like anyone. And it's not that I have anything. I mean, if that's where your head's at and where your creative flow goes, I'm not knocking that. It's just not me.
right. It's not your style, and that's something you want to be known for.
Yeah. So like anything kind of like slanted on the adult side is probably not. I'm not going to do too much of that. I'm not into horror, so you won't be seeing any of that from me. None of the creepy stuff. I just don't do that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So, I wanted to ask you about conventions. Have you ever done the conventions, sat out there and signed artwork or sold artwork, or is that something you're trying to work towards, or just not really a thing?
Oh, no. I love conventions, but it's a goal that I have. There are several goals I have for the next 2 years, so that's definitely one of them. I would love to table at a convention, but it is quite expensive venture to get into.
Right.
Something I really have to plan out, and that is a goal of mine within the next 2 years to do that. I don't know, it's been a while. When WonderCon left San Francisco, it broke my heart, because I loved going to that major convention.
Right.
But when it moved, and it's been quite some time now, that kind of struck me in the heart. But San Jose has Silicon Valley has their own Comic-Con that's pretty successful, so I would love to eventually table there and do the convention thing. I love hearing my colleagues go through the experience, and that is going to be me eventually, internal hero tabling at a comic conference. Definitely one of my goals.
Now, one thing that can happen there is you can, mingle with the other artists and people who are actually established artists in established companies, may get wind of your work and say, hey, take a look at this guy. He can work on this project, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about conventions. I have met a couple of I have convention hopped before and presented some of my work to professional artists like Eric Larson and a couple of other folks that I've met at conventions. They've said kind of, you know, basically they've said, hey, your work is not terrible.
Oh, what?
That is from the pros. That's a compliment. It's like your work's not completely terrible. And so I'm like, yes, okay, I'll take that.
So do you want to work for a major comic book? Do you want to do something for Marvel or DC or you know one of the other guys?
You know, I would totally be open to that. But yeah, I would be open. I mean, if I were approached, which I probably won't be, but if I ever were, I would totally be open to that. I get the feeling that the artists, you know, they don't tend to be in control of what they're asked to draw. So it's like, I would definitely want to draw more of the cleaner stuff, you know, than the darker stuff.
And the darker stuff's what's hot, and a lot of times sells.
Yeah.
It's true. That's why they like it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's true. But it's like I was saying, like I'm not into that sort of thing. And basically, you know, when you're a higher artist, you basically have to draw, you know, what you're told to draw.
Yeah.
But I would be open to, you know, collaborations with, you know, anyone, especially if a major company ever approached me. I would definitely consider it, for sure.
What if you can find yourself unless you want to do it yourself and feel confident in your ability, or partner up with somebody who's a creative writer that can partner up with you and create your own comic book? Maybe like, you know, what's the I? I forget what I is. Impact Comics?
Oh, Image.
Image Comics. The Spawn creator. You know, we were thought about starting your own comic book chain and making it like all positive, all clean, non-dark comics, and just start a whole genre there that way. That'd just give you a $1 million idea that I'll never go see a penny from.
Actually, I definitely, that's one of the goals that I have, to get back into my web comic, because I want to relaunch my web comic in the next year, and that's actually going to tell the saga and the stories behind all the characters on internalhero.com, and
you're the guy with the hat.
I want those. Yeah,
you're that hero. Okay, I knew it was you.
He's loosely based on me.
All right.
We share a lot of the same traits, especially awkwardness, which I hope comes through. And I love that character. But I love all my characters. I'm hoping that other people do too. I plan on relaunching my web comic and telling those stories. And if a company ever sees that or says, oh, we kind of like what you're doing, let's do something, I would not be opposed to that. But I'm thinking, you know, because I have so many goals of my own, I'm going to try to get those done before I actively, you know, seek other stuff.
You want material.
Yeah, I want to put more material out that's internal hero centered. But like I'm saying, I'm open to anything. You know, whatever comes, I'm going to consider it. So yeah.
I tell you, I'm not sure how ambitious you are, because if you want it, you got to put yourself out there and take it. You can't wait for someone to notice.
Exactly.
It sounds like you need a distributor.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that?
It sounds like it's just really a distributor issue for you, really.
Yeah. I do definitely want to get my story told, though, especially with the internal hero characters. And like I was saying, you know, I am a guy who works full time,
right,
providing for family. One of the things I love to say, and that I hope anyone, you know, all the creative folks who are kind of in the same boat, you know, you do what you can when you can. And you do that as much as you can until it's done. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing what I can when I can. And I hope that everyone likes it. And,
right.
And so in the next year, I have a lot of goals. I want to get my web comic back and posting regular pages again, telling those stories for the characters that are there in internalhero.com. And going to conventions, getting my stuff out there in the next year, that would be awesome.
That's all opportunity. Every time you put something out there to the public, it's all opportunity. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we look forward to that. Are there any big projects you're working on now or looking forward to that you can speak of?
I'm relaunching my webcomic, getting the new pages out there so that you guys can enjoy the stories. All the stories that are in my head of the characters that you can see on the website. Like every character you see there has a story, has a history, has an interaction with one another, and those stories need to be told. And so I want to get those stories out there. That's one of the biggest things that I want to do and get back into that in the next year. From that, I want to begin to do other things like, consider going to conventions once those stories are told and those pages are done. And eventually reach out to my fellow creators. I would love comic book crossovers and character crossovers are my favorite types of books and my favorite types of stories. And so, once I get more done under my belt of telling my own character stories, I would love to collaborate and do crossover stories with any of my fellow creators on Twitter.
I have a funny idea. Talk to me after I sign off. Stay on the phone. I got a funny idea. I don't know if it's how good it is. You let me know what you think. But in the meantime, we're coming to the end here. What I do, you've heard the show, I think, once or twice.
I love the show. I love your show. It's awesome.
So you understand what 10 questions is?
Yep. Oh, here we go.
This is your 10 questions. Here we go. Think fast. 10 questions. If you don't like a question, you can pass. And if you choose, you can ask me anything you want at the end. It's up to you.
Nice.
I've been forgetting to offer that option to people. Maybe accidentally.
I've heard you offer. You've been pretty good about it.
Okay. Here we go. 10 questions. Number one, your favorite artist, past or present?
Oh, Mark Silvestri, hands down. Mark Silvestri, he did X-Men in the 80s, and I am hardcore Mark Silvestri. And if you look at his work, if you really study it, he is the best at drawing sequential action.
Cool.
His illustrations move. The action is so amazing. Mark Silvestri,
very good. Number two, true or false, nerds and geeks are no longer an exclusive group.
I don't think they've ever been. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by exclusive. Nerds and geeks come in all shapes, sizes, flavors.
Well, I mean, it's not just a label anymore. We all have a little bit of some kind of geekiness towards something or nerdiness about something that we're excited about.
Yeah. We're all geeks, which is why, I don't know why a geek would ever be, singled out or like treated badly or whatever. Because we all have that inside. It's who's willing to embrace it. It's in all of us. Who's willing to embrace it is a different story. Geeks and nerds, every type of flavor. I love it now because it's like, I'm all into geek culture. I was a geek. I still am.
Right. Well, a good way, an easy short solution to this is that if you're alienating or treating someone different because you're geeky or nerdy or whatever, you're looking at the negative and you're not looking for positive. Look for the positive. You're going to probably find it.
Oh, absolutely. If you're kind of trying to single somebody out because they're different, you got to look in the mirror because the fact is, we're all connected some kind of way. And if you look deep enough, the same traits that they have, you've got them too. So it's like, I never understood that. I was singled out as a nerd and a geek when I was younger, and I was, mistreated for that. And it's like, but all those things that made me different made me wonderful. I mean, they're parts of you too, even though you're singling me out. And also, it's like, it was kind of so strange because I was singled out as a geek a lot of times when I was young, and I was kind of like bullied for it. But then on the other end, like on the tail end, the bullies loved my artwork. So it's like, okay, which side do you want to pick? Do you want to love me or do you want to hate me?
Well,
choice here. You're kind of being schizophrenic with your intentions here. Make up your mind.
Yeah, but what's the opposite of different anyway? It's the same. So who wants that?
All right.
Yeah.
So number three is based on something I meant to talk about during the interview, but we had such a great conversation, we never got around to it. You didn't like You didn't like Star Wars Episode 7.
Awakens, Force Awakens.
Yes,
yeah.
You did not like that that much. You thought it was too much like the old ones. We disagree. We're not going to get into the discussion now because we're out of time for that. We'll talk more. But finish this sentence.
Well, I would like to really squeeze this in here, too. I'll be really quick. I didn't completely hate it. It's exactly 50-50 split. Didn't like the plot, loved the characters, and loved the actors.
Well, you're a hater. Anyway, that's messing with you. Number three, think fast. Finish this sentence. Star Wars Episode 8 will be...
Oh, is it a prediction?
Yeah, just whatever you want to say will be short, long, good, great, terrible, full of characters and CGI, whatever you want to say.
I think it's going to be great because, I don't know, I don't want to be snarky, but it's like it can't be any worse than Awakened, so it's going to be great. It's all up from here.
To your point, we got out of the nostalgia area, now we're getting into full speed ahead on the story, I think. I think that's the way to think about it.
I feel very hopeful for the things that are coming out. I'm looking forward to Rogue One. That's going to be awesome.
And, GR has new hope. Okay.
Yeah.
See what I did
that
there,
good.
Think fast number four. Dogs, cats, or vegetarian? That's a terrible joke. Dogs or cats? Dogs, cats, or vegetarian?
Pets?
You missed the joke.
both. I love pets.
Okay. They're tasty. Number five, sub world hunger in just a few words.
No greed.
No greed.
No greed. No greed.
Pretty easy.
There, no greed.
It's pretty simple. Number six, how many podcasts are in your rotation? Yeah, I know you listen to Come Get Some. What else you got in your rotation? Anything else?
Oh, Come Get Some is awesome. BGN is awesome. Black Girl Nerds, Nerds of Prey, awesome podcast. Let's see, Black Girl Nerds, Nerds of Prey. Claire Lane does a great. She's part of a great podcast with the Afro Nerds. That's an awesome podcast. I'm up for listening to. I'm up for listening, like, to almost any podcast that has to do with geek culture.
Cool.
Those are in my regular rotations, though, including your show.
All right. A few shows there just got free shout-outs on Come Get Some. Show some love back. Number seven, true or false, aliens have visited the Earth, in your opinion. What do you think?
Oh, false.
False. You don't believe.
Aliens invented the Earth?
Not invented, invaded. I've been here.
That's a plot. What show did that? Was it Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Uh-huh. No, I meant not invaded. Have been here. Have traveled and flown by. We've seen their things. Same thing? Same answer? False?
Oh, do I think that aliens have come and gone?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
If they have, they wanted nothing to do with us. We need to get our crap together first before they start. It's like Star Trek. It's like the Vulcans didn't really bother with us until we got our act together, because it's like, you know, those humans are crazy. They can't get along. They're fighting with each other. Why am I going to go there? Why am I wasting my energy with that?
We have resources.
Get your act together.
We have natural resources, GR.
Well, we're lucky that, you know, we're lucky that they haven't come and taken them yet, I guess, then.
We'll talk more about the alien thing later. Number eight, what's the last TV show you binge-watched? Do you binge-watch anything?
Oh, the last TV show I binge-watched? Dark Matter, sci-fi. Oh, Dark Matter is a great show.
I gotta check it
you
out.
You need to be watching Dark Matter. If you like sci-fi, Dark Matter, me and my wife, you know, I tend to watch the same shows my wife does, because...
try to keep it together.
We watch together because, like, either I'm drawing or working or I'm spending family time. It's like those three things are a constant. We watch a lot of the same shows, and she clues me into the shows that she knows that I might like, and Dark Matter on sci-fi is great.
Dark Matters matters. All right. Number 9. What do you want to be most known for?
Positive energy, you know.
Sure.
When you think of some folks, like when I think of you or GK or, you know, the other artists I follow on Twitter, JK Barks, just, you know, someone who I hope that, you know, knowing me or seeing my work just made somebody's day better, you know. I hope that's like the least I could ask for. You know, it's like I hope I made your day or your life a better place to live.
Very good. All right. Well, now number 10. I think you know how this question goes. It's very self-serving. I want to know what you think of the host of Come Get Some.
Oh, he's awesome and funny. He's awesome and funny.
Excellent.
And your show is awesome. The hashtag Kings went, oh man, that made me laugh so hard.
It's one of my favorite shows that I've done, actually, and they're not even celebrity, you know, so, you know.
Yeah, it's a good show. You don't have to be a celebrity to be awesome, man.
No, you don't.
Awesome. That was a great show.
No, you don't. It was fun. It was fun. Let me tell you, man, you're a good guy. You're very talented. You're really worth getting to the sum of and bringing on the show and get out there to people. I want you to do well. I want people to go check out internalhero.com, and I wish you the best of luck with everything. We'll touch base in the future, see where we all end up.
Thank you really very much, Chris. I appreciate being on your show, and I appreciate you asking me to be here. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
So that was GR. Wasn't he just amazing? I loved him. He's a great guest. I hope to hear more from him in the coming months and years. He's going to be doing lots of great things. Make sure you check out internalhero.com for everything to do with GR's work and his comics. Now, next week on this show, coming up, a Call Him the Outrageous One. Pat Webb from Dead X Radio. He's also a former paranormal investigator and your current paranormal investigator. And we'll be hearing from him and getting to the sum of everything you ever want to know about Pat, but was afraid to ask, or just didn't care. But if you want to go ahead and tweet me at CGSHere or email me, CGSHere@gmail.com, for any questions you might have for Pat, be my guest to do so, and we'll go ahead and we'll reach out, and we'll get those answers from Pat next week. Until then, I'm going to go pass out because I don't feel good, but I'll be all right. You all have a great week, and that about sums it up.
I'm getting down to the sum of this, the sum of that, the sum of everything.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.